is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the phones toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. This is the Friday Night Edition, and it's again here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you, including archives. The last 8 months of the show are there, right there on the front page of the website, easily accessible. You go and grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. That's right. There's no logging in. There's no credit card fee. You don't have to fill out any form or anything like that. There's no hoops to jump through. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are. So go get them. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Coming up, we'll tell you about the snow penis.
That's right.
You'll find out.
Is there more to it than just the name? I mean, we'll tell you, but can you not figure it out for yourself?
Can't we just start now?
Snow penis. I mean, no. I've got a general idea already.
We're going to find out more about the snow penis on the way tonight before 10 o'clock Eastern, so be sure you stay tuned for that. And you can also...
Excellent teaser.
Free Talk Live, home of the snow penis.
Oh, boy. Let's go to the email box.
I think we've had all new lows in broadcasting.
FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address, and this one came in from Michael. He says, are some fundamentalist Christian political views anti-Christian? When I say this, I think primarily of the fundamentalist Christian positions on vice. And this will lead us right into the snow penis, by the way. Most contemporary fundamental Christians feel that there should be bans in law on prostitution and drugs. This means that government can use coercion or violence against people who choose to use, sell, and or produce drugs, and people who purchase and sell sexual services or manage those that sell sexual services.
I don't think that that is solely relegated to the area of fundamentalist Christians. I mean, lots of people believe that there should be laws against drugs and prostitution, if only because there are laws against drugs and prostitution, they believe that there should be.
Well, yes, there are certainly lots of people that believe that, but nonetheless, fundamentalist Christians, I think, far and wide subscribe to that.
Not all of them, but, you know.
Okay, well, we're talking about the ones that do. Okay, mm-hmm. The ones that do subscribe to these ideas. However, he says... And he says, such violence is seen day in and day out in the news media via drug raids and prostitution stings. However, the only instance of vice that comes to my mind in the New Testament is when a group of men are about to stone a prostitute, and Jesus intervenes, warning, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. To me, this parable is a clear denunciation of using violent means to stop those who engage in vicious behavior. This means fundamentalist Christians who support the prohibitions on drugs and prostitution are, at least on these two issues, anti-Christian. Clearly, Christians can persuade prostitutes and drug users, sellers and producers to stop, but that is not what is at issue.
I believe that there's an, I've been told there's another one, and I can't remember, you know, like, it escapes me, but there was, a gentleman that was purported to be a wizard or something of this sort in the New Testament.
Okay.
But I was told by the preacher that, you know, who claimed to have some knowledge of Greek, that, in fact, in this case, the wizard meant drug dealer.
What?
I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that that's what I was told.
This is part of the Bible?
Yeah.
Now, haven't you read through that thing?
I can't remember the guy's. He had a name. It was a very short section, right. You know, just Jesus dealing with this fella.
But Jesus didn't beat the man
Jesus
or anything, did he?
Hand.
I mean, Jesus didn't use violence on the dude to stop him, right?
Jesus just showed up with a machete and just started going to town?
Right. No, the only time that Jesus used violence was in the temple to drive out the money changers in the temple who were, you know, essentially bankers doing business inside of the God's house.
So, I mean, how do you feel about this, this accusation by Michael? I mean, are these people being anti-Christian by supporting laws against drugs and prostitution?
Well,
I got to agree with him.
He makes a good case.
Yeah. All right. If you're a Christian, you've got something to say to that. 1-800-259-5791.
It's a little tough because I am neither Christian nor do I support drugs.
But you're the guy that went to the Christian school.
That's true.
So you're kind of my go-to guy on that.
I got it.
I think they're wrong in supporting the. I think they're being anti-Christian in their supporting of the type of punishments that are currently meted out against people who break those laws. But I don't think they're being anti-Christian in supporting the concept of a law against something they don't believe in.
Okay. So,
for example, if they were to propose, you know, things like fines and things of that nature instead, as
but
opposed,
a fine is still coercive. I mean, it's still you're breaking
however,
the law.
However, it's nonviolent.
Well, if you don't pay the fine, the violence is going to show up.
Not if, for example, because right now we do have taxes and things of that
right.
nature, and people who do these types of things still end up paying taxes and do still end up in the system in
sure.
certain ways. You know, they could still have any money or benefits that they would get back out of the system taken away from them until such time as they make good on their fines.
Okay.
I mean, there are nonviolent solutions that aren't being employed.
The real Christian solution, as far as I can see, would be persuasion.
Well, of course.
Persuade these people to change their life, would be to persuade these people to not engage in these behavior, but not to use punishment upon them beyond anything more than ostracism or something like that, if they are caught, if they are doing these sorts of things.
Well, I understand. I think that would also just be the overall more logical approach in the first place.
Indeed.
But...
And it's more the more Christian approach, and that's what he's pointing out. And speaking of drug dealers, Dottie Neely, age 87, was fingerprinted, photographed, and thrown in jail, imprisoned as much by the tubing from her oxygen tank as the concrete and steel around her. The woman who spent 2 days in jail after her arrest last December is among a number of Kentucky senior citizens charged in a crackdown on a crime authorities say is rampant in Appalachia. Elderly people are reselling their painkillers and other medications to addicts. Oh no! The world is crumbling. Old people are going to jail for selling pills. That's what's happening here. They're putting your grandmother in jail because, well, as this guy points out, the county jailer, when a person's on Social Security drawing $500 a month and they can sell their pain pills for $10 a piece,
mm-hmm.
some of them go as high as $20 a piece,
yeah.
they'll take half of them for themselves and sell the other half to pay their electric bills or buy groceries. Are these people violent people? Are they people that should be put? We should put a stop to them? We should throw them in the clink?
Doesn't seem like it to me.
Since April 2004, Operation Unite, a Kentucky anti-drug task force largely created in response to rampant abuse of OxyContin, has charged more than 40 people aged 60 or older
God.
With selling primarily prescription drugs in the mountains. Says it used to be a rare occasion to have an elderly inmate. 5 years ago, it was a total rarity. Local jails are having to bear the increased cost of caring for old and often sickly inmates. Says you've got to give them more attention, according to the jailer.
Some of them are going to say that the jail's better than the few bucks they get for Social Security.
Maybe. He says it's putting a strain on my deputies. We're understaffed anyway. You've got to get them doctors and meet their medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly...
Well, they're not dangerous, at least.
Well, no, that's true, which is, you know, begs the question, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't you just stop after the first one when you should have realized that this is just wrong for you to arrest these people?
Well, you know, actually on Free Talk Live, we've already talked about something that would overall be a solution to the majority of these elderly people selling their prescription medication.
What, full decriminalization of all drugs?
Not only that, but even if drugs were still a criminal thing, if we put an end to Social Security, they couldn't afford their medicine in the first place.
No. No, they could still get insurance.
I would still get insurance. If you did away with Social Security, you would have to do something about the people that are currently collecting it and paid into this Ponzi scheme their entire lives.
I know.
Who
believe
that
they're entitled to get their money back. And it makes sense that they think that way.
But if the government owns a lot of land.
If Social Security were put to an end, I would feel entitled to my money back that I've paid into it up until this point.
I wouldn't, because I've put in about $10,000 at this point, and I'll just let them have it. I mean, if you'll just end Social Security, go ahead. You can keep my money. It's fine. I don't want it back. Like, we had that guy call in the other night who spent, 3 months of his life just trying to get a $2,500 check out of the government
yeah.
that they'd accidentally sent to the wrong dude?
Well, I'm not going to tell him, if you're not giving my money back, then keep the program going. But,
right.
you know, at the same time, I'm not going to just sit back and not speak up and say, keep it. You know, I'd like to tell them I'd like it back.
Well, most robbers, you don't actually get to go and take the money back to them later on. Usually when somebody steals money from you, it's already been spent. And in the case of Social Security, that's actually the case. They're not putting it away for you. It's been spent. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is your show, Friday Night Edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Is Ian here with you?
I'm not talking. No, and Torgo.
And Manwich.
Torgo's going to be absent for the next 2 weeks.
I am. I will be gone for the next 2 weeks because I will be on vacation visiting my family for the holidays.
We're going to be holding a pity party after the show. 800-259-5791. No, seriously, enjoy yourself. Have a good time and all that holiday stuff.
Well, now you do get a hug.
Oh, boy. On the way, the penis. Snow penis.
On the way, the penis.
I think I'm just going to sell it all night long just so I have an excuse to say snow penis over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, but just like real life, you're just going to sell it all night long and it's going to turn into nothing.
Hey, wait a minute. 800-259-5791. You can
that
also,
was pretty clever.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have updates there whenever you want to, if you want to be on the inside track, if you want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live first, well, you need to be on the updates list and you'll get emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Do we want to keep talking about the elderly people getting arrested for prescription drugs?
It's Friday. I'd like to be in a good mood.
All right. It's interesting, but I don't know what else we can say about it. We should legalize drugs so elderly people, you know, don't get thrown in jail for selling their Lortabs.
Well, maybe we should keep them illegal because apparently this is how they're paying their bills.
That's true.
These poor old people, you know, they didn't save for their retirement. They foolishly thought that Social Security was going to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they retired and discovered that Social Security is barely enough to pay the power bill. And the, you know, the bills that you have, let alone any mortgage payments you might have left over or whatever other financial obligations you have later on in life. And so there's only so many things you can do. I mean, if you're old and, you know, wheelchair bound, for instance, you can't exactly go and get a lot of work. You can't go out into the working world and continue bringing in paychecks. So easiest thing to do is to sell drugs.
See, this is all Walmart's fault.
What do you mean?
Because if it wasn't for Walmart, people would still be willing to pay $5 for a hand-crocheted pot holder from some old retired
man.
Lady. But now, no one crochets anymore. They don't have to because Walmart has pot holders for $2.
Well,
everybody's buying their Walmart made in China, you know, little children pot holders, and
yeah.
Now these old ladies are stuck selling their Lortabs.
They could still sell baked goods. They could have a little baked goods sale every week and that sort of, you know, because you can, yes, you can go
and
buy.
I like baked goods.
Right, you can go and buy Chips Ahoy and that garbage, but there's nothing quite like old lady baked goods.
Mm. Old lady cookie bars.
Exactly.
Old lady cookie bars are the best things ever.
I'm a big sweet potato pie fan, personally.
You know, it's kind
pecan
of like
pecan pie.
Sweet potato pie is kind of like wannabe pumpkin pie, isn't it?
Not to me, it's not. I think that pumpkin pie should be, all pumpkin pies should be sweet potato pies.
Really?
Yeah.
You traitor.
No,
sweet potato
sorry.
Pie is kind of good.
It's kind of good. I happen to be a pumpkin pie fan. Which one would you take, pumpkin or sweet potato?
I'm not a fan of either one, but I'd take pumpkin over sweet potato.
All right. Outvoted, Manwich.
Sorry.
800-259-5791. Well, anyway.
Chocolate chip cookies. I just like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with cookie bars. The chocolate chip cookies that are the thick, chewy bars. Those are delicious.
Nicholas emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Oh, actually, let's... yeah, let's do the other one from Nicholas, the one that just tears you up, man, which this one's
oh
great.
God.
subject, licensing and irresponsible use
saves
of dangerous stuff. Hi, guys. I wanted to ask you a few questions regarding licensing laws, flying cars, and firearms. It's my understanding that Manwich favors licensing laws for the operation of certain motor vehicles, like cars or flying machines. It's also my understanding that the same Manwich opposes gun control legislation and especially mandatory licensing and the like.
Yeah, that's
you are so inconsistent.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? I never really thought about it that way before because
right.
I've heard him, you know, mention his views on each of those things individually, but I've never really put them together like that to think, you know, Manwich doesn't make any sense.
No, of course not. He's totally based on emotion. And well, now, I don't know what show this was that you were talking about this, Manwich, but a few weeks, or I guess it was a few shows ago, you were just, you were just so concerned that if we had flying cars, we'd have to have the FAA license people, or else people would just be crashing into your house at random.
Well, also, besides that, I support...
Yeah, I hate it. Without a license, I can't see buildings. I have no idea what's in front of me, where I am, or what I'm doing until I have a license.
A license is simply a large screen that screens out the dumbest of individuals.
You're about to get roasted. Here we go. He says, I can certainly appreciate the fact that dangerous behavior could endanger other people's life or property. I can also understand that prior testing sounds like a reasonable idea. As Manwich just said, it's a screen. To limit irresponsible or outright dangerous behavior. What puzzles me, however, is the following. Why is it that Manwich seems so reluctant to consistently apply this principle? Shouldn't the law ensure that private citizens be properly licensed and refrain from firing their guns into the air or from shooting while blinded? Because that's what you were concerned about. You were concerned that blind people were going to get into their flying cars and then crash into your house, or somebody would have too much to drink and crash into your house, which obviously licensing doesn't prevent any of that in the first place.
You want a blind man to have a gun?
At least you can take away a person who drinks too much, and you can take his license away.
Take their license away. Oh, that's going to stop them, just like it stops all those unlicensed drivers on the roads, right, Manwich?
Of course, in your society, that person, while getting their license taken away, may very well decide to keep it with his gun. Good job!
Somebody can,
why to stay balanced?
They can still try to keep it with their gun. It's not like it's not like our laws are stopping people from owning guns.
It's not like our laws are stopping bad drivers from getting on the road.
I'm not talking about drivers. I'm talking about flying planes. I did talk about drivers too. I'm just saying that
they can
all
crash
have government
into
roads,
things.
We have to sort of have the government license things.
Have you ever flown an airplane?
No.
If you don't know how to fly an airplane, you will either just not get off the ground because you'll stall out, or you will die. Those are the two things that'll happen. So that's a pretty good system for weeding people out right there. If you don't know how to do it, you can't.
Installing gas heaters might prove potentially explosive. Should these professionals be licensed? Perhaps the user should be licensed as well, especially in condominiums. I have no problem with the logic behind Nanwich's view, apart from the fact that he doesn't seem to consistently apply
it. This is where he just gets patronizing.
And,
well, it's okay for you to have your viewpoint, but it should
I have no problem with his viewpoint. I just wish you'd apply it evenly.
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
And wishes to use the law uniformly. He wouldn't just apply it, and he wishes to use the law to uniformly and coercively advance his otherwise understandable agenda. A few more points you might want to consider concerning the licensing of drivers. Number one, private road owners may still require some sort of licensing if they believe it to be in their best interest or their users. Number two, present day cars are not difficult to operate at all. Most accidents probably occur. And this is a great point, because of things that licensing will never be able to prevent, like spilling hot coffee, being occasionally sleepy or drunk, brake failure, horrible weather, etc., etc. Number three, present-day roads are not inherently difficult to drive on, but the complexity and multiplication of the rules have made it very difficult to use one's own common sense, encouraging drivers to rely on visual signs and textbooks created by bureaucrats. This is the real source for licensing requirements. It's just hoops, man, which that's all it is. Hoops that the federal and the local and state governments are forcing you to jump through so you can be granted the so-called privilege to drive. It does nothing at all to keep dangerous drivers off the roads.
Manwich, how many stories have you heard about children getting in their parents' car? You know, age 9, age 14. Several. I mean, a few.
Several.
Yeah. How many of them end in accidents where the children is dead? The children is dead? There you go.
Not all of them.
None.
Not very
many. Almost none.
Well, I usually get pulled over.
I have a bigger issue with FAA than I do with the DOT. The only reason I talk about the DOT is
why don't you answer the question as far as why it is that you're inconsistent? Coming up, 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What?
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. So tune in online, freetalklive.com. All right, Manwich, you've been called out on the carpet about your inconsistency. You say you want licensing for some things, but not other things. And you're concerned. You're concerned that if we all of a sudden went to a free market that flying cars would come out pretty quickly. And I happen to agree with you. I think they probably would. I think there's a large demand for that technology, and it's the FAA that's been holding it back for the last 20 years. So presuming the flying cars do become popular, you'd like to see some government bureaucracy handing out licenses for the operation of said flying cars. And at the same time, you also don't want any licensing for other dangerous things. For instance, you don't want, as Nicholas pointed out, you are normally against business licensing, and there's plenty of businesses that people can get into that are dangerous. Like he pointed out, gasoline heater installers. Those things are potentially explosive. You should be, according, you might want to be licensed for that sort of thing. So why are you so inconsistent?
Well, I'd like to point out that handguns, I believe it's a natural right of people to arm themselves. So
those are dangerous as hell, by the way.
They're made to kill people.
Right.
Handguns, one would assume you're carrying on your property or carrying on my property with my permission.
Uh-huh.
So you can have your handgun on your property, and you can have your flying car on your property if you want to just circle it around your little city lot there, your 50 by 100 lot up in the air. I don't know how you're going to turn it around in that space, but that's fine. You don't have to be licensed for the area of air you own above your own house. It's when
you
you're flying
above.
You don't
own the air above your own house.
It's when you're flying above my house that I have a concern. Secondly, heater.
Put up some sort of a defensive barrier, Manwich, if you're so concerned about
build
it.
Build a stone wall to the heavens.
What? No, I mean over top of your house. I mean, if you're worried that somebody's going to come crashing through it, put some sort of impervious, impenetrable barrier.
They don't jeopardize my existence.
A force field, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. This just shows how ridiculous he is.
No, you're being ridiculous, saying you own the air on top of your house.
I'm not saying I own the air. I'm just saying you're putting my house in danger.
Actually, you did make the claim that someone owns the air over their own property. You did make that
Well,
claim.
You said those words.
You said, don't come on my air above my house.
They're jeopardized in the air above my house.
Actually, you said you can fly it around as much as you want in the air that you own above your house.
Okay, whatever. The fact is, you're only jeopardizing your house by flying a flying car over your house.
What he really wants to do is
jeopardizing my house when you fly a flying car over my house.
What it is he's realized now that he wants to decriminalize drugs and he wants to allow everyone in the world to have guns.
Right.
But at the same time, he's a pretty boy, so he's afraid there's going to be meth heads with pistols running around. He's like, well, without this license, you can't get me in my flying car. Woo!
Let's talk to Manuel in Iowa. Well, Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Good.
What's up?
Well, man, you guys are grilling Manwich tonight. And
usually it's sauteed.
Manwich on the grill.
Right. I guess it's weird. I'm going to have to defend him a little bit.
Really?
Because I defend government licenses, but I think that in a free market, you would have maybe not a license, but perhaps some sort of certification system.
Okay.
For example, you would have, in the flying car deal or private roads or anything that where owners want to have as many people as possible use their services and at the same time minimize problems and having some insurance coverage. They would issue perhaps some like a certification. If you behave well, you know, we'll give you a discount after a year, kind of like our car insurances. So it is in everyone's best interest to behave properly.
But what about uninsured flying car operators?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have I would say that in the same way that somebody who doesn't have a license is not prevented from getting into a car today, that the same thing would be that, you know, you...
How about this? If anything that's really dangerous, people want to have insurance.
Sure.
Because if you don't, and if you cause some damage, you're going to pay millions of dollars.
Right.
So then the insurance company would say, well, you're not allowed to fly this car. And if you crash, no one's going to represent you, and you're going to work 10 years to pay off this person. And if you kill someone, you know, you're going to jail or whatever.
Well, plus, let's also start trying to think outside the box here. All Manwich can ever do when he thinks of danger, whenever Manwich sees danger, he thinks, government, where are you? And when, in fact, in a free marketplace, if there really was this danger, and there would be, of flying cars crashing down into people's homes, then wouldn't it behoove the insurance companies to give the automotive manufacturers, for instance, some sort of incentive to put security devices in to where, you know, if the flying car detected that it was dropping at a rate that obviously showed that it was falling, that it could, you know, shoot up some parachutes or something like that. That way it wouldn't necessarily crash and do tremendous amounts of damage. I mean, I'm just coming up with one idea off the top of my head here, man, which let's try to think about what the free market could come up with to prevent flying cars from crashing through your roof and killing you while you're in the shower.
I still like the idea of anti-aircraft guns all over.
There you go. There's an idea for you then.
Exactly. You could put a big cannon on top of your house, man. Which,
and I could shoot anybody who looked like they were flying erratically.
You don't
and then
want
I'd go
some
to prison.
Of course, you could only shoot them when they were over your property line in the air that you apparently owned. But
all right, Manuel. Any other thoughts for us?
Well, actually, you might have a point on you know, having some sort of a security system. Like today, insurance companies will give you a break if you have, you know, anti-lock brakes and this and this feature on cars. So it might kind of be something similar.
All I'm saying is, let's think outside the box. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791 to Steve in Alabama. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? I wanted to come to Manwich's defense a little bit. And extend it a little bit. Because, see, licenses protect people, and the government actually needs a lot of protection, too. And perhaps Free Talk Live should be licensed. Maybe podcasting should be licensed. Maybe internet streams should
He's
be
not
live.
Coming to my protection.
He's not.
For a second there, I was about to say, who are you people and what have you done with our listeners? But, you know, now we're okay.
Well, great. I mean, look what happened with Howard Stern. Howard Stern had his last free over-the-airwaves talk today.
Yeah.
He doesn't need his license anymore. There's a free market solution.
Well, Howard Stern never had a license. Radio broadcasters these days aren't required to be licensed.
They used to be that way, though.
Yeah, individual broadcasters don't need to be licensed.
Oh, no,
only the transmitter itself.
Right, okay. He lost his ability to be on Clear Channel and other stations because they fired him because the FCC was coming after them so hard. So he's got a free market solution, though. He's broadcasting from outer space, which is perhaps where he belongs. I'm not sure about that.
Great point, Steve. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. The Peanut Gallery, not really there for you tonight, man. Which...
they'll come out in my defense. As a matter of fact, I have an email here.
Oh, you do?
I still think you're cool. This is from Dennis. Manwich, the theme of the past few weeks seems to have been rip up on Manwich. What's up?
Well,
that's not
cool. Start making sense.
That's the theme of the past 3 years on this show. She just hasn't been listening long
I
enough.
Listened to a show from November of 2002 earlier today, and it was rip on Manwich.
Yeah. That's generally how it goes. So I'm here to say Manwich is still cool. You're more consistent in your principles than most people, and I'm about to fall into the dark chasm of NCAP. I have no idea what that means. And
anarcho-capitalism.
Oh, I see. I may not agree with you everywhere. I think you're teetering on that edge yourself. But I still agree with you on a lot of liberty topics. Just letting you know, Dennis.
Oh, well, that's all it was? There wasn't even any content there.
I was like, you're still cool. I don't agree with you, but you're cool.
I was feeling bad. So.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chris.
I still like you. You're just dumb.
Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, Chris, you're just in time for the music. What do you want to talk about?
The Patriot Act.
All right, hang on, Chris. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. There is some, I guess, good news about the Patriot Act. We're going to find out about that. Plus, on the way, the snow penis. This is your
show.
It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we got lots of good stuff there for you. All of it is free. The live streaming, the bulletin board system, the archives, and more, all of it on the house. If you appreciate that, well, we'd appreciate your vote. If you just go to vote.freetalklive.com, it'll take you less than a minute. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and your vote will be added to the hundreds of votes that we've already received this month. It's a once-a-month kind of a thing, and your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts in the world. I believe we're currently ranked at number 5. We started the month at number 1, so we need to get back up there. We need your help. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already voted, then tell a few friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And we're going back to the phones because this is the show about your calls. Back to Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Thanks, guys. Actually, this is my very first time ever calling a radio talk show. So
okay, well, don't pass out.
I'll try not to.
We'll go easy on you, Chris. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I've been listening to you guys on podcasts for several months, and right after listening to the first show, I decided to become an amplifier. So you guys have a great show. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Wow, the first show. That's fantastic. Thank you, Chris.
It amazes me when people do that.
It's a good show.
Thanks.
So sometimes you're like, I suck. Why are people giving me money?
I'm not that. It's just that, you know, one time they listen to the show, they're like, I want to sign up for an amplifier. Wow, you gotta really know what you like in life.
Yeah, you must have started listening one of those times that Manwich was on his honeymoon.
Okay, no, two times. So what about the Patriot Act, Chris?
Well, as you may have heard, that the Senate actually voted not to, well, they actually didn't vote to renew it, but technically there are several provisions of the Patriot Act that are up for renewal by the end of the year, and the Senate didn't vote to permit that. So these provisions are going to expire.
Really? I mean, there's no chance they could save it at this point? I kind of was under
there is, actually. There's a chance that it could come up for a vote again before the end of the year. But,
really? They could just sort of reintroduce the legislation, maybe tweak it a little bit, give the senators some pork to make them come and vote in the affirmative and pass this thing by the end of the year. But that's the deadline, right? Because I think that's what Jim Babka said, that if it does not pass by the end of this year, then it's gone, right? Those provisions are expired.
Right. Well, there are some that are fighting for a 3-month extension, but Bush has already said he would veto that. So.
So Bush has said you either do it now or it's never.
Right.
I find it hard to get my hopes up on this one, but it is a little bit of good news, isn't it, Chris?
It's very good news, but I'm actually kind of livid. I was listening to a lot of right-wing talk shows today, and they were talking about it, and the callers just were idiots. They, you know, they're all willing to throw away their, you know, a little bit of freedom for some security, and
obviously, they've never heard, what was it, Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson,
exactly,
who both, to paraphrase, said, if you give up your liberty for even a little bit of security, you deserve neither, and you'll get neither.
That's right. You're going to lose both.
Right. Yeah, there is absolutely no security afforded to any member of any citizen of the United States by the Patriot Act at all.
Nor is there any obligation on the part of the federal government or any government at any level to protect you. I mean, that's the old deal, supposedly. The social contract is that you are a citizen, and in return for the benefits of getting to be a citizen, whatever those are, you're supposed to be protected by this big violent organization known as the government. When in fact, whenever it's been challenged, whenever it's been they've asked them to prove it in court, the courts have always just said, we just say that. There's no actual obligation for us to protect you. Ha ha. See you later. Chris, any final thoughts for us?
I was listening to one of the talk show hosts, and you know, he said that it was just an expansion of police powers, and you know, I don't know how we can trust that. It also just came out that Bush had the National Security Administration spying on our own citizens without any warrant or court approved.
Thank goodness that story made a big splash. Wasn't it the New York Times that broke that one?
Yeah.
Good for them. I mean, there's not a lot to praise about the New York Times, but in that particular case...
Well, let's mitigate that a little bit. They held the story for 1 year.
Really?
Before publishing it.
Yeah, the New York Times had the report on it, but the government kept them from publishing it for a year.
Wait, the government kept them from publishing it, or did they voluntarily keep themselves from publishing it?
Hold on.
I believe they threatened them a bit, but who cares?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you're right.
It's their job to report. Report.
Yeah, the Times also reported the White House asked it not to publish the article, arguing that it could jeopardize continuing investigations and alert would-be terrorists that they might be under scrutiny.
Cowards. Well, at least they finally got around to it. Chris, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259. We will. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Walt in Kansas City. KCXL.
There he is.
Hello, I know Walt. You've got some energy.
You're there somewhere, Walt.
Hello?
Walt? Hey, this isn't Walt.
No.
Who's this? Is this Patrick?
This is Patrick.
Well, Patrick, looks like you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Patrick?
I'm in Kentucky, and, you know, it's kind of strange when, you know, they're busting old ladies for selling OxyContin when they got... OxyContin, Rush Limbaugh, on the radio.
Maybe
all
that's who
over
he was buying
state.
It from.
Huh?
Maybe he was buying it from his grandma.
How old is that maid who was getting it for him? Yeah. That's the question.
Thanks for the call, Patrick.
Okay.
Great point. 800-259-5791. Walt wants to call us out. He wants to scold us.
That man was like a human quaalude.
He wants to scold us for talking fluff, according to the call description here. What, you mean the snow piece?
You guys are just not talking about anything important.
We'll find out coming up. Walt, hang on. We're going to get to you, man. 800-259-5791. Snow penis is still on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is T-R-I-V-O-R-T-E-X.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or you can visit our listener map. Map.freetalklive.com is where you need to go to access that, and you can see the over 500 listeners around the world that have added themselves to our listener map. It's simple. You just plug in your location, your name. You can add a photo of yourself if you like. You can even add a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be plotted on our map. In fact, you can zoom in and out and scroll around and find out who else maybe is in your area that's also listening to Free Talk Live. You might be surprised. You might see somebody you know on there at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones, back to the fun, to Walt in Kansas City. This time, you're there, Walt, on Free Talk Live, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to say, instead of talking about your fluff there, your snow penis, I mean, that's kind of like about as important as if you were talking about Rush Limburger or, you don't know.
Well, now, hold on, Walt. All you know is that I've been saying all night long that we're going to talk about a snow penis.
Well,
we haven't actually said what happened to the snow penis or how
matter.
It relates to freedom.
The bottom, well, now, okay, if it relates to freedom, that's one thing, but...
you know me, Walt. I tie everything into freedom.
Of course. Well, we're going to talk about a snow penis standing tall for liberty.
Okay. Well, we've already got one in D.C. It's called the Washington Monument. If you look at the way Washington is laid out, it's... no, I mean, seriously.
Go ahead, Walt.
Go to Google.
I'm not laughing at you, Walt. That was really funny.
That's not funny. Go to Google and look at it, the layout of it. That's what that's supposed to be.
Really?
Well, it, essentially, obelisks are representations of the human anatomy. Yes.
Okay, let's get back on the subject here. Yes. Why don't you guys bring up something like Agenda 21, the UN's plans for the United States?
What the heck is that?
Who cares what the UN has planned for the United States? They're going to burn a UN flag in New Hampshire this weekend, Walt.
That's not going to do a thing because all of your states, counties, and cities are implementing little pieces of Agenda 21 one at a time. Do a Google search and pull Agenda 21 up. Look, while you're at it, do a Google search and pull up the Communist Manifesto. It all fits right together.
We know the commies are in charge in Washington, D.C. We've gone down the communist list. The top 10 things that the communists want to do to America? We've done that. We've looked at all that. We've talked about all that stuff, Walt. And the only thing we can do is just fight against it and stand up for freedom and liberty. And sometimes to stand up for freedom and liberty, you've got to build a snow penis.
You really do.
I'll tell you what. You need to look at PNAC, PNAC document, Project for New American Century.
PNAC,
that's
penis.
No PNAC.
Okay. You need to look at P2OG.
Okay.
Look at the Georgia Guidestones.
Well, keep listening.
That's where the UN says that they want to eliminate 80% of the population.
I'm telling you, Walt, you need to get your own talk show. You need to get your own talk show on free on.
You know what?
On
maybe
KCX
you guys
somewhere.
Need to do like some of the other guys do and have me on there as a guest host, or not guest host, but as a guest. I worked in military intelligence, buddy, when you guys were poo-pooing my oil thing, that's exactly the plan. That was exactly their plan.
There's
websites out here that have the documents on that's right. What they plan to do.
I don't care. I don't care what their plans are, because my plan is to move to New Hampshire and fight for liberty. The UN can have all the plans they want to. It's not going to affect my life.
I'm going to tell you, if you're going to give them 5 years to do it, buddy, it's going to take you another 5 years for you guys to get in control up there, and we ain't got 5 years.
You don't have to be in control to change things, Walt. Thanks for the call. Keep listening. 800-259-5791.
If Walt had his own talk show and he had a bad caller, I think that caller might be in big trouble. Walt, go to their house and smoke him.
More on the way, I promise you. Snow penis is coming up. Do free talk live.
Stop it.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.